Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 26th in the year of our Lord, 2015. Hour one of two, and our goal always, as usual, to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. Never revolution, but always restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you all had an absolutely marvelous weekend indeed. A quick recap of Friday's broadcast available on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section of the Liberty News Radio, look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel and Liberty Roundtable Live and on demand at your fingertips. Also online at libertyroundtable.com. The recap was brought to you in part by your free scientifically backed vigor test. What's vigor? Think of it as energy. The lack of vigor would be discouraged, depressed, frustrated, angry, confused, all that kind of stuff. Vigor would be plenty of energy, got it together, handle multiple tasks. You know, got it going on would be vigor. Okay, how would you like to take the free vigor test today? Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 to learn more and take the free test. With natural health and healing solutions, you can improve your energy levels today. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. We talked about Romney and Bush had private meeting in Utah. Any idea what transpired? There's actually a parody write-up of how the conversation went. No one knows what they really talked about, but I'm sure they brokered some kind of a big business dollar deal. Time will tell what that all means, huh? The Sheriff and the Doctrine of Interposition, an incredible article written by former Sheriff Richard Mack. It's available at libertyroundtable.com. Check out that impressive article. The GOP pushes abortion bill through the House of Representatives on March for Life Day. And good for them. We wish they would have got more. But again, they got folks in their own ranks trying to sink the ship. You got women wanting dead babies running around. Women running around, not the dead babies. Yeah. House bans taxpayer funding for abortion. That's why I say good for them. They could have got a lot more done, but at least they're stopping my dollars from going to abortions. It's a good effort. Will it pass the Senate and the House? Probably not. I should say the Senate and the White House. Probably not. Is it historic? Yes. Does it put people on record to stand for or against life? Either pro-life or pro-death? Without question. Abortion opponents push new bills in state legislatures. Again, the Republicans. You can say a lot of negative about them if you like, and I'm not into partisan left-right paradigm politics. However, you know what? When anybody stands for pro-life, I'm going to give them credit. Okay? It's just that simple. I don't care who they are. When you stand for the protection of the most innocent among us, I believe that's part of the life, liberty, and property, the whole proper role of limited government. So I commend those who stood for life no matter what side of the aisle they're on. Republican women are very critical. They say that Mr. Franks has a war on women. That's bogus. In fact, with Trent Franks, Congressman of Arizona, a woman was the creator of the bill with Franks. So this is a lie that he's got this war on women. That's a bogus manipulation. What about the war on babies, folks, when there's 57 plus million dead babies due to the abusive, hostile, quote, legal abortion or murder? New Jersey police release video of cops shooting a man with his hands up. Now, this is just absolutely heinous crime committed by the cops. It needs to be stopped. That was one single hour of hard-hitting Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we had our guest on, Matt Shea, VoteShea.com. Who is Matt? He's a veteran. He's an attorney. He's a legislator for the state of Washington. And we talked about David Clark, Jr., Milwaukee sheriff in Wisconsin. He's a black man, David A. Clark, Jr., and he said, hey, Al Sharpton ought to go back into the gutter that he came from. Boy, do I agree with David Clark, Jr. Wow. Sheriff Joe Arpaio even chimes in and says Al Sharpton must go. The bottom line is Al Sharpton is race baiting. He's just a slime ball. And good, honest Americans like David A. Clark Jr. are saying, hey, guys, we've got a long way to go when it comes to racial problems. There's no doubt about it. But why highlight it and make a division over it? Why not talk about all the ground we've gained? Why don't we talk about that, you know what, good, honest, hardworking black people can dream the American dream like everybody else. And you're not going to solve the race problem by exploitation, by manipulation. You know what? White people are getting sick of the blame for slavery. Look, I didn't do anything about slavery. I wasn't even alive, were you? Okay, so the idea David Clark is making is that, hey, we all just need to stand shoulder to shoulder as Americans and stand for the principles that made this country great. And boy, do I agree with Mr. Clark on that. The right to keep and bear arms battle has taken center stage at the state level. States are now dealing with the right to keep and bear arms. We talked about the state of Washington's freedom agenda. We talked about the Stingray phone tracker. That's towers that track your cell phones. It's a perverted plan by governments to just spy on everything we do. We talked about the battle in the rise of the surveillance state. It's a serious battle indeed. We talked about 98-1. U.S. Senate passes amendment saying that climate change is real, not a hoax. It's kind of a manipulative headline, though, because what are you going to gain for saying something like that, huh? The devil's always in the details, folks. If oil drops below $30 a barrel, are you going to expect a brace for a global recession? Oil could even hit $25 a barrel, some say. And I mentioned if you leave the free market to its supply and demand realities, you're not going to have a meltdown in the markets. But if you have government regulation and manipulation, they can force a recession on us anytime they want to. Did you know that? Going topless on the beach was never really about women's liberation. We also talked about Manu Ginobili. I guess he whips a perfect behind-the-back bounce pass to Patty Mills. Ends in a layup. Kurt brought it up. He thought it was a fantastic pass. Never really before seen, you know. And I thought Patty Mills was a chick. I thought we were going to have male and female NBA players. I guess not. Patty's a guy, okay? That's a weird deal, but there you have it. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. Available now, on demand, at your fingertips, LibertyRoundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. The governor of New York City, Kurt. I guess he's the mayor, huh? Anyway, kind of seems like a governor to me. Anyway, I guess they say it's the worst storm possibly ever. It's a snowstorm. And you say, well, Sam, they've got massive snow before. Yeah, but they claim this time the snow and the wind combined are going to be worse than ever, Kurt. 20 inches some areas, 2 feet some areas, massive snow, massive wind. Millions of people could end up without power. This could be disaster. Got a comment?
Yeah, they're saying, oh, they're probably going to have to shut, I guess, what, 3,000 flights, you know, canceled, like 3,000.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good amount of them. You know, as far as I can tell, is, you know, they're just kind of warning them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, imagine if we suggested one of the most
important
things you could do.
Never let a good crisis go to waste, Kurt.
Well, you could shut all the government schools so you didn't have all those buses and all those crazy
That'd
people
be fantastic,
trying to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, let kids spend some more time at home.
I've got two
but
comments
course,
about this, Kurt.
I don't hear any call for that, do you?
No, sir, of course not. Not yet. My two comments are, one, our prayers are with the people in the eye of the storm, if you will. Our prayers are with them. We pray that it's not that bad. We pray that we don't have loss of life. We pray that we don't have pain and suffering. We pray that there's a way people are going to be okay through this. That's number one. Number two, though, I just kind of want to mention, you know what? Maybe people ought to turn towards the author of Liberty for guidance and protection. Maybe people ought to take a little dose of humility and go to their maker and repent for their wrongdoings, and I just can't help but to highlight the link between violating the laws of God and massive natural disasters, and man-made disasters in many cases. But all I'm telling you is, seems to me that we ought to be on our knees asking God for protection. Seems to me that we ought to back that up with trying to live the way He would want us to live. Just maybe a crazy thought, huh? All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use always on your radio. Would love to hear from you. You want to call? You want to chime in? You got a comment or three? 866-986-6397. That's 866-986-NEWS.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio. News the networks refuse to use always. Kurt, you're going to be absolutely discouraged now. I hate to tell you this. I hate to bring this to your attention, but I just got to do it. Kurt has a favorite magazine, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't pay attention to the magazine all the time. But whenever he gets on an airplane, he loves this magazine, ladies and gentlemen. And I hate to tell you, Kurt, it's going away, bro. And I'm not sure even what to think about this. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kurt? Do you know about this?
You're talking about the one that we have kind of forced on us when we're flying?
Yeah, it's not really your favorite magazine. It's a joke.
I'm trying to remember what the name of
SkyMall, buddy. Yeah.
Okay.
Sky Mall.
Sky Mall's going away.
The Sky Mall's going away. Well, the headline says Sky Mall's parent files for bankruptcy protection. Now, I don't really understand how that could happen when the economy's just a rolling, Kurt. Everybody's got plenty of cash, and the economy's recovered, and everything's just beautiful. But, you know, Sky Mall, I don't know if you guys have been on a plane, but you grab this magazine and you read it. And I'm telling you right now, Kurt doesn't really love it. When he's bored and he's held hostage or captive by the airplane, and there's not much else to do because they tell us to turn off the electronics and everything else, then Kurt kind of thinks it's interesting, and I do too, by the way, to see the weird products and try to guess how much these crazy weird things that you certainly don't need, you probably don't even want, how much those things are. And I always guess crazy amounts, and it's usually higher than I even guess, right, Kurt?
Yep.
It's crazy. So it's not really Kurt's favorite magazine. I just find it interesting. Even with a forced captive market nowadays, Kurt, they can't stay afloat. And it just shows when people are jettisoning things they want, I would say spending their money on things they need, Kurt, it's obvious that that's a telltale sign that the economy's not doing as well as we had hoped. Now, one of the things that I find fascinating, though, is this. When you look through that magazine, Kurt, they've got the weirdest products in there you could imagine. And I don't even know how to think about the products when I hear them. I just think, what on earth would somebody want that for? And I guess what's amazing to me is not that they're declaring bankruptcy now, Kurt, it's that these people have been around for as long as they have. I mean, my whole life I remember this magazine, don't you? I remember being a little kid.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't really tell you how many years, but you know, I always thought,
your whole life,
how in
can't
the world
you remember
do they
that?
Continue?
Well, can you remember a time when you don't know that flying. That thing's been around? I don't even know.
The flying time, yeah.
So I just, wow. Anyway, that's just an economy barometer for you. I guess Arizona State University is offering courses, Kurt. You want to tell us about this? Kurt loves the education field, and this is just a weird deal, isn't it?
ASU offering courses. Let's see. Looking to see
on the
which
problem
one
of
that
whitenesses,
was.
Kurt. I don't know what whitenesses
is. Oh, yeah, means. Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I mean, this is your, I don't know
whiteness.
How they're going to address the whole racial deal, but that's, you know, see, Sam,
I got an
if
idea.
You were just not white, then you would be a better, you know, better individual somehow.
I can't help it,
but
I don't have any control over it.
I know. But, yeah, that's the headline. Arizona State University offers course. The course is called The Problem of Whiteness. And now,
why is it a
you
problem?
You know, I don't. Good question. Yeah, it's a
because let me just
course,
let me just kind of
way.
Point this out. If you got the problem of whiteness, then is the solution blackness, Kurt? Or is that the problem of blackness?
No,
or brownness.
No. See that you got to remember. You know, it's never black is never a problem, but white is the problem.
I think the problem is the focus on it, Kurt.
It's being taught by the ASU assistant professor Lee Bebout, B-E-B-O-U-T. And by the way, he's white. And the campus reform
reported
this.
Well, then I don't think he should even
this.
Be able to talk about this.
I know. They say it's a vague course. Well, there's a vague course description on the university's website. And it reads, major critical schools of recent decades, post-colonialist, psychoanalytic, deconstructionist, feminist, new historicist. Now, you know,
historicist?
All I can tell you is that, I know.
Can I just tell you what this
texts
is?
Texts require, sure.
This is a perverted, divisionary race exploitation tactic to divide Americans and to get them defocused from the issues that matter most. The issues that matter most is Americans standing shoulder to shoulder to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country and to use the supreme law of the land as the document to create the freest country on the face of the earth for more people anywhere ever in history. And any effort to defocus us from that is nothing but a deceptive satanic ploy to destroy America, Kurt. And I don't care what color somebody is. I'm sorry that I'm white. I'm sorry that somebody else is black or vice versa, whatever the case may be. I'm sorry that some people are part black, part white. You know what? But God made them all. So when I say that I'm sorry, I'm not sorry they're different colors or whatever you want to say, different amounts of pigmentation in their skin, whatever. I'm not sorry about that. What I'm sorry about is that it has become an exploitation, a race baiting or divisionary tactic by thugs to control us all. And the saddest part, Kurt, is we're ignorant enough to fall for it.
Yep, the one.
And now I have to fund this university class with my own tax dollars to promote this divisionary perversion.
If you don't, you're a racist. They quote a guy named James Maloney. He's a junior economics major. You know, having to take this class, he said, "I think it shows a significant double standard of higher education institutions." He said they would never allow a class talking about the problem of blackness. And if they did, there would be an uproar about it. But you can certainly harass people for their apparent whiteness.
But I don't think whiteness or blackness is a problem, Kurt. I don't know why it's a problem.
I agree, but it just shows you the waste of money and time that is typically, well, in my opinion, at many of our higher education
institutions. I bet you that the SkyMall people
failed. If not the lower ones. As well.
I bet you that the SkyMall people failed, Kurt, because not enough white people were buying. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
The problem of whiteness, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, what's this guy's name? Bill Belichick, Kurt. He says he has no explanation whatsoever for, what do they call this thing?
Deflate-a-gate? Well, they call it Deflategate.
Oh,
yeah. It's the big... Big news, you know, that everybody's been talking about. And the reason I bring it up is not so much that I want to talk much about it, but I want to point out the fact that the typical media doesn't have time for real important stories, but they do have time for this. Now,
okay, first off, who's this guy? Bill, who is he?
Okay, first, Bill Belichick. He's a big, well, he's a coach for the New England Patriots. And, Sam, apparently the NFL has a specific amount of air that you're supposed to have in a football. You know, and it's like between 12.5 and 13.5 pounds, or maybe it's 11.5 to 12.5.
And the whole idea, Kurt, is that, you know, like your tires have the best.
Yeah, I guess.
Best, what? I don't want to say inflation. Is that the word? But if it's deflate gate, it's inflate. In other words, when you inflate a football to a certain hardness or softness or whatever you want to say, it performs the best. It's kind of the idea. Like your tires, when you fill them to a certain pressure, then they perform to their best ability. I guess the idea is similar to a football, right?
I guess, but, you know, I mean, when we were growing up, all we did is just make sure there was enough air in it. You know,
Kurt, you're not a professional. Come on.
I mean, yeah, I know.
Come on now. All right, we'll talk about it. Deflategate, whatever you want to call it, coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is serious business. Kurt's on top of the news. The networks refuse to use, I'm telling you right now. Hang tight. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Bill Belichick, he happens to be the coach for the Patriots. What is it, the New England Patriots, ladies and gentlemen? He says he has no explanation for Deflategate. And there you have it, Kurt. And is this important?
No, but the important part of it is to point out the fact that your standard big-time media focuses on so silly of, you know, stories and doesn't give you the most important things, and therefore that's how they kind of keep you off the, well, your eye off the ball, if you will.
I hear that. Now, Kurt, by the way, if you have a deflated ball, does that help one team more than another? It seems to me that it might change the way the ball bounces and it might change, but you know what? It's the same for everybody, isn't it? Unless you're going to use one ball for team and then switch balls for the other team and stuff, right?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to analyze this like that. See, what you're only supposed to focus on here is some silly rule that says that, hey, you know, that temperature needs, or excuse me, the pounds of pressure needs to be a certain amount, and somehow the one team benefits more than the others, like in the game they were upset about. The one team had like 48 points, and the other one had 7, and they're trying to.
I know it's Deflategate going. Absolutely,
the ball had something to do with it. And I'm thinking, well,
you usually blame the refs, not the ball. Come on,
good point.
All right, now the only other thing I want to know is this: sometimes the temperature of the ball is different, Kurt. They got to fix that.
Well, and that is exactly.
I mean, come on.
You know, I mean, when it's cold, Sam, what happens is a ball kind of doesn't seem to work the same as it does when it's warm. And so several pretty smart folks have figured out that, hey, if it was really cold, then maybe those balls just kind of felt, you know, kind of lost some of their, tightness because it was less
inflated.
Well, it was colder. Yeah.
Well, the other question that I have is was this done on purpose? And if so, what's the motive? And if so, what's the gain that you get from it? And what we ought to do, Curtis, is maybe we could do like a recall game, then have another game.
Yeah, the coach is just like, I mean, he didn't say it was stupid, but in my
yeah,
opinion,
he better not say that, buddy. He'll get fired.
Yeah.
Now, let me explain. If we really start to have white balls and black balls, Kurt, wait, you wouldn't want to be blackballed now, would you?
Great point.
Just kind of wondering if color has anything to do with it. What color are the balls, Kurt?
Are basically your standard kind of a brown and a white they got a couple of white stripes on
them. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. See, I'm just saying it's probably the white stripes that are the big problem, don't you think? I mean, white stripes on the ball, Kurt? I mean, it's been a white man's game forever. Well, never mind that blacks are better at it than white. What's going on around here? Is there a quota? All right, small drone found on White House grounds, Kurt. Did you see this over the weekend? One of our listeners emailed it to us.
I didn't.
I saw the story. I guess there's a small drone that somehow appeared on the White House grounds, and everybody's freaking out and worried about security, and then it's like, oh, don't worry. Barack's not even here. He's in India, so it's okay. And one of our listeners emailed that headline to us, small drone found on White House grounds. And our listener then says this. This story falls into the category, more than one can play this game. I guess my response is, I don't want anybody playing this game. It's wrong when a drone's used to spy on me or you or anybody else, and it's wrong to spy on the president with a drone. See, two wrongs don't make it right, Kurt, is the point. But the listener's got a point that, you know what, the government's been spying on America for so long, now Americans have had it, they're going to start doing things they ought not also, huh? Anyway, there you have it. I wonder if it's an inflated drone, Kurt. Do you think it's a drone gate going on?
You know, that's what could have happened. Somebody could have flown a little drone in to the ball, sucked some of the air out. You know, I mean, you know, it's just tough times, you know, crazy stuff.
Heard that. I'm just telling you right now. I'm betting that the next balls are going to be to spec, though, Kurt, don't you think?
I think they just want to bring up the phrase balls in the media quite a bit. And, you know, it's one of the things that I think they enjoy talking
about. But they don't want to bring up black
balls. For that reason. No, no, no. They're trying to push the other, you know, kind of sexual thing, I think.
All right. What's this guy's name? Eric Schmidt, Kurt. He's one of the top Google execs. He's a top Google executive now. He's predicting the end of the internet, Kurt.
But you know what he's meaning, right?
I know exactly what he's meaning, yeah. Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to explain it? Do you want an explanation? What do you want, Kurt?
Well, at least the way I understand it is that what he means is that it's so, I don't know if you use the word ubiquitous.
It's everywhere.
It's so everywhere that, you know, you really won't know that it's there. It's just there.
Yeah, that's right. In other words, you're going to have so many wearables, so many devices, so many things that are going to be hooked up to the internet all the time, that it's not really going to be the internet anymore. In other words, the virtual reality is going to mix with, quote, reality, to the point where you're not really actively, consciously choosing, I'm going to be on the internet now, and going to a device or turning on a device or connecting to the internet. You're going to have basically internet all the time, everywhere, all devices. Reality, virtual reality mixed together to where there won't be the internet as we know it. So it's not really the end of the internet, but he means the end of the internet as we know it, in the sense that you're not going to consciously deal with it. All these devices, your life. You're going to walk into a room and, quote, with your permission, is how they say it, but really it won't be with your permission, just so you know. But anyway, you're going to walk into a room and basically you're just going to be nettable, Kurt. You're going to be half virtual reality and half reality all the time. And what do I mean by that? You're going to think something, say something, do something, and the net's going to take action and or react to you real time, virtually all the time. You go in and get a soda pop out of your fridge, and your fridge is going to say, look, we had 13 soda pops in here. Now we only have 12. And, you know, by the way, man, Sam's had 3 soda pops today. He's absolutely out of control. Soda pop's one of the biggest reasons people are absolutely fatter than all get out. And, well, he's not on food stamps, so I guess we can't stop him from drinking soda pop. But we can certainly put a red flag in his medical record that shows that he's drinking that evil liquid Satan. And therefore, by the way, I heard that phrase on the weekend, liquid Satan, from another talk show host. It was a great term. He was talking about alcohol, though. Anyway, I digress. What I'm telling you, what I'm telling you, though, is all these things will happen real time. And you won't consciously be thinking about the internet. You'll just always be kind of connected. That's Eric Schmidt's point. The ultimate question is, do I think he's right? And the answer is yes, Kurt, but he makes you believe that it's going to be tomorrow. That's the case. I think we're talking years in the future, but eventually that blurring will continue to occur. And the biggest move towards blurring will be wearable electronics, Kurt. And electronics that don't necessarily typically have a reason to be on the internet or connected are, such as your microwave, your refrigerator, your coffee table, your whatever it be. And so those lines are going to blur the more devices we connect, in my opinion, for very questionable reasons in the first place. Let me give you an example. Does your coffee table need to be on the internet, Kurt?
Not in my opinion.
Oh, come on, Kurt.
You know,
what if I have a video screen embedded in the coffee table?
There you
and
go,
what if I then have that video screen let you see the videos of your family at your latest vacation, and you have company over, and you're off getting the drinks or the hors d'oeuvres or whatever for your company, and you say, you know, why don't you just check out my my vacation while you're waiting, Kurt? I mean, think how valuable that would be. See? And my son was in a play, and you can watch the YouTube of that, Kurt, and see how that connected could be. And not only that, Kurt, we can basically keep track of while they're waiting. You know, you might have 10 magazines digitally that they could glance through. You know, in the old days, you used to pick up at the dentist office or at your neighbor's house, you used to pick up a photo album or a magazine that was kind of there while you were waiting for your guests or your company or whatever, or your hostess. Or whatever. And now they can track which magazines you read, Kurt. And I'm telling you right now, no one's reading the Sky Mall magazine, Kurt, but would be able to know. And that would be valuable intel, Kurt. Not only that, we could let our... friends, you could give them ads, Kurt, on your own coffee table, buddy. I mean, you could let them know about raw honey available now, and they could take the scientifically backed free vigor test, Kurt. You could have a captive audience on your couch, Kurt, and you could pitch your goods and services to them, Kurt. Aren't you into that? Just think how valuable your connected coffee table could be, sir.
Is this where that phrase less is more,
absolutely, comes in? Absolutely. Yes. It's goofy, Kurt. It's crazy. Now, don't get me wrong. I can think of a, quote, so-called supposed need for anything to be connected. I gave you a manipulated example to make my point. Advertisements to the company that comes to your house, it's crazy. But that's the backed-in tracking technology they're trying to gain from all this. And you and I need to intelligently embrace what's good but reject this information overload. Kurt's right. Less is more. Without a doubt. Liberty Roundtable in seconds.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Top Google exec predicts end of the internet. He doesn't mean the internet's going away. He just means it'll become ubiquitous, it'll be everywhere, and you won't make a conscious decision of whether you're on it or off it, or the distinction between virtual reality and reality, and everything you do will be connected and involved all the time, from the tracking of your pulse, to the sweating of your palms, to your health, to what you eat, to what you do, to what you believe, to what you hope, to what you dream, to what you... all tracked and, quote, virtual reality and reality mixed in real time is kind of his prediction. It's not really the end of the internet as much as it's the end of the internet as we consciously know it. But it gets worse because smartphones are in the mix too, Kurt.
Well, I was trying to see how I sent you a story about smartphones, and I don't see it in my
list. All right, I'll just roll with it then, because I know the tech stories, whether Kurt knows them or not.
Yeah, that's what
smartphones will begin categorizing users' mental health, Kurt. Gun seizures will follow. What's going to happen, Kurt, right now I can tell that since you didn't have that story at your fingertips, you're absolutely stressed. In fact, you're probably brought to the brink. Because you haven't had breakfast either.
Oh, yeah.
You got that? Not enough sleep. No breakfast. You haven't exercised this morning either. And I'm telling you right now, you're probably brought to the brink. I mean, you're already close to the edge because you're a patriot. You believe in God, family, and country. Therefore, we know you have mental illness, weakness already. And as a result of all of that, I'm telling you right now, you're close to going absolutely postal. Okay? And I can tell that because your smartphone in the future will be tracking all this stuff. And I'm telling you, we're going to categorize your mental health and folks that don't eat breakfast, folks that haven't exercised in the morning, folks that believe in God, family, and country, and folks that can't remember the story. I mean, you're bordering on Alzheimer's, Kurt. And as a result, we're going to categorize your mental health. And as a result, I don't know that you really ought to have a gun, Kurt. I mean, you could just absolutely lose it. And we wouldn't want that to happen, Kurt. You know what I mean? So, to protect you, we need to track all this. That's what's going on. Now, I know it sounds crazy. I realize none of it's true. I realize it's absolutely false, okay? But they're not interested in the truth, Kurt. They're interested in controlling us with technology. And that's what this is about. So there you have it. What do you think, Kurt? Smartphones will begin categorizing your mental health. And gun seizures and action will be taken. For example, I mean, if you don't have enough exercise, Kurt, it'll cost you more for your insurance. I mean, you know that, right?
I mean, well, I've seen some, I guess you could say, futuristic movies or whatever, where, you know, like you say, each of these different things are kind of tracked for you, and, you know, then you would be only offered certain kinds of foods to, you know, protect you because you overate or you did something else. And, you know, just so much of this just is loss of privacy.
Well, that's the
loss
point.
Of it's freedom, wrong. That kind of stuff.
It needs to be rejected. But Americans so far are embracing it at a steady rate, Kurt. They're just falling for it. We need less, not more. Kurt's right about that. Now, who's this guy? He's a medical doctor. He's a governor. Is it Larry Hogan, Kurt?
Well, It's
a doctor?
It says MD, and that
that's
stands for
doctor.
Maryland in this case.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. And so what you've got is you've got a, you know, and I thought this was kind of a nice story. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, they'll show up late Fridays, you know, stories that are, you know, in my opinion, worth talking about. But, you know, the normal news cycle, which, you know, doesn't include weekends, most folks will never
hold on
even
a minute. It doesn't include weekends when we want people to know things. It includes weekends when we want to roll a story out and claim we covered it, but we know full well that it won't go viral or won't catch the attention of the American's eye or ear, right?
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. In this story, what you've got is a guy named Larry Hogan. He's a, you know, kind of a real estate tycoon guy.
Is that the guy that's in All-Star Wrestling and he goes by Hulk Hogan? Or no?
No.
No.
It's that. Now, everybody knows about him, you know, but you wouldn't know about this guy because what you've got, Sam, is a guy that basically, you know, he used to be kind of a political, you know, kind of, not really hack, but he was working with the, you know, the other governor or whatever, just kind of helping him. And then he decided he'd run himself. But along the way, you know, I'm trying to remember what his previous story was, if he was like divorced or just had never married. But, you know, he fell in love, Sam. Now
you got to research all this stuff, Kurt. You got to have all these ducks in a row. Come on.
he fell in love, but, you know, what the interesting part, at least one of the interesting parts of this story, is that he fell in love with this lady who is a, South Korean lady, had come to America, and she had literally, you know, gone through the right processes and filled out the right forms and all that kind of stuff. She grew up on a chicken farm in South Korea, and this guy was a wealthy bachelor, with had a lot more interest in what they say politics than art. Now, she has a lot of interest in art. He stopped
and
at
chickens.
Some, you know, well, no, she grew up, she's trying to say she was a poor lady, you know, not wealthy.
Oh, I
you
see.
Know, grew up working
Does she
with
like
the chickens. There's no mention of that All in right. here, but I assume it's Korean food that she enjoys, and maybe that does include chicken.
See,
but
he cruised into
this art deal, which was kind of unusual for him.
Yeah.
But it says he was more interested in the artist than the art. He gave her his phone number. She never called, but he followed up, and eventually they fell in love, and they married, Sam. Married.
Why would
know,
he do
not,
that?
Not like,
why not just like have a concubine?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, good point.
By the way, that's a joke. Good for him. If he really is loves her,
that.
Married her, good for him.
They moved. They made history this last week. They moved into the Maryland governor's mansion.
I'm going to try to
what
get
they
Kurt
say.
To make this a 5-minute story, not 50, because you got 5 minutes
A mixed
left.
Race couple.
Who cares?
Well, that's pretty much it. Her name is Yummy,
who wouldn't want to see name Yummy?
Well, Y-U-M-I. Now, she says you say it you and me, but, you know, what? It's Y-U-M-I. Yeah.
Well, everybody likes a girl named Yummy. I mean, it's like having a girl
you
named Candy,
and me.
Kurt. Come on.
But anyway, just interesting stuff. I thought it was kind of a nice story. I mean, people fall in love and they get married and, you know, even if they are from different cultures, you know, they can get along and you know, that's kind of cool.
Now, if you believe in guns, then we're going to put you on the mental disturbed list. But if you name your daughter Yummy, then it's cool. See?
Yumi, yeah.
Yumi, Yumai.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
So what do they mean by they're a historic first couple, Kurt? I thought Adam and Eve
were
a historic first couple.
Well, because they're mixed race.
So is Barack and Michelle, Kurt.
Well, I know, but in the Maryland governor's mansion, apparently this is the first time.
And everybody was white before?
Well, apparently, you know.
Well,
at least
she's from South Korea, not North
races,
Korea, Kurt.
You know. And by the way, they say the number of Asians there in Maryland has jumped 51% from the 2000 census to the 2010.
Why do we want to track how many Asians are there, Kurt?
Well, it's just how the media
I
does
want to track
it,
them rather than by Asian or
thing.
This or that. I want to just track them by illegal or legal.
Yeah, Well, there you go.
That's how I travel.
And by the way, this is in the, they moved away from their home county, Anne Arundel. Remember that county, Sam?
Oh, yeah. You bet.
That's where our buddy, what's his name? We took those signs, you know, got those signs for him.
Michael
buddy
Peruka.
From the, yeah, he was there. Anyway, so yeah. We spent a little time in
the AmericanView.com. Check yeah. it out. Robbers yeah. are now targeting food delivery trucks, Kurt.
Really?
Didn't you tell me about this? It's in Venezuela.
Oh, they are, Sam. And this is a... I wasn't sure if you were doing
See, let me explain what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. We need to hook Kurt's brain to the internet, and that way then the stories will be just at the top of
well,
his tongue.
It would just be impossible to have two Sams on the program, you know.
I hear
but,
that.
But down in Venezuela, they preach socialism, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh,
and, you
bad.
Know, it's where the state owns things and all that kind of stuff. And you're
Wait
supposed to have
Shangri-La.
We got
Shangri-La. That going on here, Kurt.
Yeah, I know, but not quite as much as Venezuela so far. But they're trying to move it that way. But down in Venezuela, so a robber, you know, typically... When you're going to think of robbing things, you'd think of a bank or stuff like that. Now, what they're trying to rob there is the food delivery trucks. Because, you know, they show people
Dude,
standing
people
in line
hungry.
For, like, TP or standing in line for other stuff. And that's simply because the government has taken over the economy. And they tell people what the price of things have to be. And, you know, it's just a mess, Sam. And
what
the
do you
solution
when
is
we just have
embrace
too much
freedom and liberty, yeah, and the, well, proper role of government.
Well, maybe we could send them a copy of the Supreme Law of the Land in America, Kurt, the Constitution, and maybe they could abide by it, and they'd be freer than America if they did.
Imagine that. Yeah, we're not really using it. We could send them ours.
Yeah. I mean, hey, might as well at least let somebody have it who might put it in practice, huh? We're working on it, ladies and gentlemen. One heart, one mind, one day, one issue at a time. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up in seconds. You want to turn your phone into a radio anytime, anywhere, any phone, smile and dial 712-432-5339. Anytime. Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio, live. 712-432-5339. We're live and on demand on your Roku player. Look at the special intersection for the Liberty News Radio channel and LibertyRoundtable.com. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. You get a help? LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.